to the Queensland government saying it would not grant exemptions for discrimination laws over a fleet of inaccessible trains. The Queensland government had been seeking exemptions for up to 3 years in a bid to be immune from any lawsuits because it was operating new trains that are not disability friendly. The new generation rolling stock trains have been plagued with problems dating back to poor designs, including access problems on and off carriages, moving wheelchairs down the narrow aisles and access to the toilets. Well, earlier this month, the Human Rights Commission indicated it would not be granting an exemption. It allowed the state government time to respond to its preliminary decision. The state government did that, and in fact, its response to that decision went online just yesterday, I understand. Well, today, the final decision from the Human Rights Commission is that it says that the Queensland government will not be granted exemptions from discrimination laws over these trains. My guest is Jeff Trappett. Jeff Trappett is from the disability advocacy group Inclusion Moves. Jeff, you've been fighting to stop this from happening, effectively to stop these trains from being used during these Commonwealth Games and beyond until they're altered. What's your reaction, first of all, to the news this afternoon?
Evening, Miriam. Obviously, this is a fantastic day for people with disability, for the Human Rights Commission to uphold their decision that these trains are non-compliant. This does start us down a very legal track, which I'm not sure the government has quite conceived yet. I've heard the minister speak today, and I've read his statement, and he said that the people with disability can feel free to make a complaint. Now, the part that he misses off that is that the end result of that complaint may well be a legal injunction that would remove these trains from the track. He conveniently misses that step of the process. So that's certainly a process that a number of people with disability are heading down at the moment.
So are you saying, Jeff Trappett, that people with a disability are now officially or well and truly really considering taking court action over this?
There was already complaints in the works, and this before this decision today, because the trains have been running in a non-compliant fashion and discriminating against people with disability as they've been travelling. For this decision to be made today strengthens their case exponentially and would set them up very well in a legal in any legal stoush with the Queensland government.
Have you been speaking with any other people with a disability, anyone else from your group at this very early stage as this news has come through today? I know you've had a couple of other things on that I'll come to very soon.
I've got very little phone battery left, so yes, it's fair to say that I have spoken to a few people. It's, as I said, this is a fantastic day for people with a disability, but we do understand that the battle is not over yet. These trains are still on the track, and that's one thing that they're still out there being allowed to be discriminatory towards people with a disability, and that's something that we will certainly be chasing until they're off the track and fixed.
I've got the statement from the Transport Minister, Mark Bailey, in front of me. Mark Bailey says the Palaszczuk government deeply regrets the errors made during the procurement process in 2012-2014, which resulted in the purchase of non-compliant trains. He goes on to say today's decision does not prohibit NGR trains from operating in passenger service, but does allow, of course, for complaints to be made on this issue. What's your response to that? Of course, the decision does not prohibit NGR trains from operating in passenger service. It does, as we've mentioned, open up the government to possible legal action, but the Human Rights Commission can't stop these trains from running.
No, they can't, and that's something the disability sector is now starting to realise. Our next step needs to be legal reform to make sure that the Human Rights Commission and such agencies can actually have the teeth to be able to remove discriminatory services. That's certainly an area that a number of people in the disability sector are starting to look into now. In regards to the minister's apology, obviously that's fantastic. The government has realised that there are learnings to be had there. Understand that there's been many learnings over a long period of time, but I hope that the government realises there's still learnings to come. For them to still have trains on the track and still have them acting discriminatory in a discriminatory manner shows that I'm not sure it's really sunk into them the depths of the trouble that they're facing at this point.
Jeff Truppett, in his statement, Minister Mark Bailey goes on to say Queenslanders and visitors can be assured that the Commonwealth Games transport plan, including the 24/7 rail timetable and the Gold Coast line, will operate as planned. He says the Palaszczuk government is fixing the trains. We are committed to working with the disability sector to fix the trains as soon as possible. What's your response to that?
Well, they applied for a 3-year exemption, so I'm not sure about the as soon as possible language. We're definitely going to be digging into that with government and see what that means in hard terms, given that they haven't been able to produce a rectification plan as yet to be able to state exactly when, how and by whom these trains will be fixed. They are simply words on a piece of paper at this point.
How would you describe the state government's response to this matter?
It's been long and drawn out when it didn't need to be. This was a situation that the now Deputy Premier, Jackie Trad, was alerted to back in August 2015, that there was major problems with these trains. If you look at simple calendars since then, they could have nearly got their 3 years worth of fixing of the trains if they'd started work at that point. But they didn't. They dragged their feet until 2017 when they finally realised, hang on a sec, we're in a bit of trouble here, and applied for the exemption. And now that the loss of those few years is starting to come back to bite them.
The state government, the Transport Minister, Mark Bailey, says in his statement, he goes on to say that since the $4.4 billion decision by the previous LNP government, we have taken active measures to ensure their mistakes, he describes them as their mistakes, are never repeated. These measures will include, and he goes on to say, a requirement for all procurement contracts to include an explicit obligation to comply with the Commonwealth Disability Discrimination Act of 1992, the appointment of disability advocates to the industry advisory groups under the government's Buy Queensland procurement policy, and the creation of new accessible transport networks team with the Department of Transport and Main Roads. What's your response to those measures that the minister says the government's taken?
They're fantastic measures, and would absolutely congratulate him on all of those measures. The thing was that they actually came from the disability sector. All of those measures were bought up by the disability sector. So we're still waiting to see a government that's actually able to find an outcome that they can generate themselves. And we thought that a rectification plan would have been that outcome. Unfortunately, that hasn't come, and that has given the Human Rights Commission absolutely no choice to make the decision they've made today.
So, Jeff Truppett, what will you do now? Is it are you simply still absorbing this news?
We certainly are still absorbing the news, but there will certainly be some very happy people with disability tonight to know that a hard-fought battle has been won, but is not over. We now move our focus into, as we've said, those legal manoeuvres that will result from the individual complainants that have already and may well still make complaints as they travel on the network.
Okay. Meantime, Jeff Truppett, this news came to you as you were a little bit preoccupied this afternoon. You were, of course, in Ipswich working as part of the Queen's Baton Relay. How did that go? How did that feel? You were part of the Queen's Baton Relay team, I think.
I actually felt like jumping in the middle of the traffic and backing up the fact that there is a lot of people around Limestone Park where the baton finished. It was a fantastic experience to be involved in the Queen's Baton Relay for Commonwealth Games. It is going to be a fantastic event, regardless of any issues that we've had with the train network. The event itself will be fantastic. It's got the largest para sport program that's ever happened at a Commonwealth Games. And that is certainly something to be celebrated and congratulated.
All right, Jeff Truppett, I better leave it there. Thank you so much for your time.
No problem. Thank you, Mary.
That's Jeff Trappett. Jeff Trappett is from the disability action group called Inclusion Move, speaking there about the Human Rights Commission of Australia's decision today. It said that it will not grant exemptions from discrimination laws over the state's NGR trains, the fleet of trains that are partly sort of inaccessible for people with a disability. Return.